What have you been told, if anything, in terms of starting Friday night and what you're playing?
Like always, your guess is as good as mine, but we'll find out together, I guess. Preparing like I'm going to be the starter, you know, you never know. I mean, last week was a good example. You never know what's going to happen, and we'll go from there, I guess.
Jimmy, how beneficial might it be to, like I said, you don't know, but maybe to get a start on the road, and I don't know if the routine's a little bit different than it would be here. Are there some changes to playing on the road as opposed to being at home?
Yeah, I mean, obviously just different facilities. So you try to make it as similar to your home schedule as you normally would. But, I mean, there's always some different variables and everything, and you kind of just adjust on the go with those. But, yeah, this will be a good test. I mean, it's pretty much the closest thing we'll get to week one, and we'll see how it goes.
Have you looked at Arizona for week one? Like maybe privately looked at tapes and see what you're going to be up against for that week one already?
We're just focused on Carolina right now. I mean, we got a big game Friday. We're not taking it lightly at all. I mean, they're a very talented football team, very good defense. That front seven, I mean, they're really talented. So we got our hands full right now.
It's always tough to predict the intensity of a preseason game. The third game is typically the most intense, and you know, it's pretty high profile with the defending NFC champs. How much can that help your development as you're, you know, looking at it right now?
It'll be good. It's a good test. Like I said before, I mean, it's a very talented defense, you know, all the way across the board. They have good players everywhere. So it'll be a good test, and we're on the road. So it's a pretty close simulation to week one, and it'll be good for us.
Jimmy, I know you're pretty close to Brian Scott. What was your reaction this morning?
It's tough. You know, it's that time of year. I mean, there's a lot of movement between teams and players and everything, and you know, it's tough to see one of your guys go like that, but it's that's the business, I guess.
Jim, you were asked a lot of questions going into preseason about how unusual this all is. Now that it's actually playing out, is there some normalcy to it, or is it still a little upbeat for you?
It's pretty normal. I mean, this is normal, you know? So, I don't know. You just kind of have to adjust as you go, type of thing. It's, I mean, the coach does a good job in practice, mixing and matching guys with starters and second string, whatever it may be. And I mean, that's kind of how the season goes. You don't know who's going to be in, who's injured, who's whatever, and you just kind of have to react to it.
Is it normal because they've helped make it normal for you, or have you just tuned everything out?
A little bit of both. I do a pretty good job of tuning everything out. You know, trying to just focus on the job at hand. And you know, you can't worry about the things you can't control. That's a big part of just everything, really.
To build on what was asked before, how about Andrews and what he has shown you and how he has proven himself as a really capable center?
Yeah, you know, David, he's been doing a great job this camp. I mean, the whole O-line is a whole, though. It's a good group of guys, you know, and, you know, when they get – no one gets mixed and matched more than those guys do. So, I mean, to be able to work with – different people next to you all the time and everything like that, and you're getting adjusted to them, they're getting adjusted to you. It's really a credit to those guys up front. I mean, they all just handle it very well.
Jimmy, you're obviously in a perspective or in a position where you can appreciate the job of a center calling signals and the challenge of that. What is it that makes that position, from your perspective, so difficult to handle for a center?
The calls are a big part of it, you know, but I mean, all the way across the board in the whole O-line, it's tough to play any one of those positions. There's a lot of communication that, you know, just the average fan sitting in the stands probably won't see, just because, I mean, it's the trenches down there. It's tight quarters, and there's a lot of communication between those guys, and in the blink of an eye, I mean, the whole play could change for them. So, you know, those guys are doing a tremendous job for us, though, and hopefully they keep it going.
What about the leadership aspect of that? I would assume that a position like that, you have to be a leader. You have to take charge. Can you sense when a center is taking charge of the situation?
Yeah, you know, it's not only the center, though. I mean, we have different leaders in all positions. You know, and I think that's a good thing about our team and our locker room. You know, there's leaders all over the place, and you know, people lead by example. There's different ways to lead, and you know, everyone has their own style of doing it.
Now that you've looked at the film against the Bears, how would you evaluate yourself, the offense, and specifically you? How do you think you did?
It was a pretty good night, you know, obviously room for improvement, little things here and there, you know, finishing that drive in the beginning of the third quarter would have been nice, but, you know, overall it was a pretty good night.
What happened on that last throw?
Sorry, what?
On the last throw?
Yeah, linebacker made a nice jump on it, and, you know, It's fortunate what happened.
Is that something where he wasn't in your field of vision, or where he was? It just didn't
It's just one of those bang-bang plays. In the red zone, it's tight windows down there, and sometimes you're going to make throws that get tipped or whatever it may be, and you don't try to make those happen, but sometimes it happens down there.
Can you just talk about, you mentioned bang-bang plays, and just maybe can you give us some insight in where you're at with decisiveness and decision-making, maybe this time of year compared to last year, and how the process has been to improve?
Mm-hmm. I think part of that comes with just learning the offense overall. I mean, year after year, you're going to be more comfortable in the system, whatever it may be, and I think I'm progressing the right way. You know, it's obviously a long way to go. You always want to be as precise and decisive as you can be, but, I think working in the right direction.
You looked really comfortable in the two-minute drill there. Is that something you particularly like or feel more comfortable in, or anything to that?
We got in a nice rhythm. I think that was a big part of it, just getting the drive started and everything, and the pockets were very clean in that two-minute drive. The O-line did a great job blocking, and that always makes it easier. So, it was a good rhythm that we got into, and things worked out well.
In both of these games, you've seen young guys step up and make plays with Tyler, AJ, Craybon. How much does that energize the sideline and then energize the locker room? Because that's kind of what training camp is about, a young guy making a break.
Yeah, no doubt. And, that's part of the mixing and matching. You never know who you're going to be in there with. So, you get a new guy in there, a young guy, and it's exciting. I can remember my rookie year throwing a first touchdown pass in preseason. It's something that some of these guys have never experienced. So it's an exciting moment for sure.
Jimmy, big picture for you. You seem to be a pretty modest guy and are taking all this in stride. But do you ever step back and say, I'm going to start the first four games for a franchise of this caliber?
It's not really. Just kind of go about my business the same as always. I've prepared like this for the last 2 years, so I think that's a big stepping stone for me. It definitely helped out. And, it is what it is. I mean, it's football at the end of the day. You got to go out there and play, study, prepare as you always have, and good things will happen.
You think you'll reach a point in the preseason? You think you're going to reach a point in the preseason where it's going to click and you're going to be like, yeah, I'm ready?
Could be, could not. I'm not sure. I'm just preparing as if I always have, just getting ready for the Panthers right now. And then after that, we'll just progress the same way we always have. Just take it one game at a time. And, if you look too far ahead, you'll get yourself in some trouble, and it never ends good.
Tom spoke yesterday about how disappointed he was in not playing last week because he feels as if, look, that's my role, it's my responsibility to be out there for my teammates, to show the leadership. Meanwhile, you're in that same boat right now, too, to show the leadership and own the team during this period of time. Is it hard at all, or is it an interesting balance to claim ownership as the quarterback while still being deferential to understanding who Tom is and what the overall is?
Yeah, it's a tough situation at times. But, you really just – you can't worry about that too much. It's one of those things, if you start worrying about that, then you can't focus on, whatever it is, your reads, your checks, whatever it may be. And, you just have to go about your business the same way you always have. I'm not trying to do something crazy that I've never done before. I'm trying to, be myself and do what I do.
Said anything to you about, look, don't worry about me, don't worry about my feelings, do what you have to do? Have you had any conversations maybe like that?
We have a ton of conversations. Day in, day out basis, we're together like 24/7, so he's been helpful this whole way, just whether it's encouragement, helping me with little things here and there. He's been nothing but help, and I thank him for that. So, all right, thanks, guys.